initial thoughts when you first read Bart Bishop's Up, Up, Down, Down?
I was excited about the way in which it both seemed to portray a very particular world, that of people that had been, specifically the main character and Ian, who'd grown up saturated in video games. I think that's something that a lot of people from my generation can identify with. And at the same time, was a really touching story about, you know, a young woman who very successfully disengaged with the challenges of her life, being forced to re-engage with them, and in the process, forgiving her mother and coming to accept the ways in which you can't run from your family, and inevitably, you share not just history, but we end up inevitably becoming so much of what our parents are, for better or for worse, and I think that journey of joys and accepting that, and learning to love her mother again and let her mother be her mother, is a pretty universal one. So I appreciated the way in which it was a very specific world, and that the play put on stage, and one that's not always, certainly not, not portrayed in the theater very often, and yet at the same time the sort of emotional journey of the characters was very universal, and one that I thought spoke to a great many people, or would speak to a great many people.
Okay, what personal experiences do you have in your life as far as, like, you know, video games and your family that you kind of used in the director's chair?
Well, you know, I mean, ultimately, when directing a play, so much of it is about the emotional journeys of the characters, and so I don't know that I would say that my own personal experience with video games came into the way in which I directed the play. It certainly came in. I also worked on the projection design, so it certainly inspired the look of the play. I don't know whether it changed the way I worked with the actors, but it certainly inspired. You know, we used incorporated a lot of televisions into the set, and tried to, the play takes place in a lot of different locations, and so we moved the audience around to the various, places in the play via the sort of video game-like landscape on the TVs. And I guess that, I certainly went through a period in high school where I remember networking my computer with my stepbrothers and spending, days day after day coming home from school and sitting there playing Doom 2 until we passed out at about 4 in the morning, drinking, I think, Balls was, I think, the drink, the high-caffeine drink that was in at the time, and wasting hours upon hours upon hours and having a great time, and, waiting by the respawn spots just for the other person to pop up, and just, demolishing them over and over again. So that kind of obsessiveness I could certainly relate to. And I remember having to lay down the law with myself, and I haven't done much video game playing since high school because I sensed that it could take over my life. But it was definitely an interest that I could relate to, and an obsession that I could relate to.
Okay, reading the synopsis, it's kind of like, I felt at least that this play kind of has that kind of Clerks feel to it, like, somebody that works in a video store, a video game store, kind of just like, trying to live their everyday life until, life kind of takes over their comfortable little situation. What are some directors that kind of inspire you? Is Kevin Smith one of them?
I, as a theater director, let's see. I mean, I enjoy Kevin Smith's movies very much, and I think what Kevin Smith does is he particularly in that movie, he takes a group of outsiders and makes a film about them. And I think this Barton has done something very similar, which is, he takes these sort of marginalized geeks and puts them at the center of the world with this play. So in that sense, certainly, I mean, I think there's a tradition of that, both in film and in the theater. I'm trying to think of other. When it comes to theater directors, I go for I like lot of video in his work that excite me. So.
Okay, what about your cast? What stood out among them? Who really like kind of caught you off guard?
Well, I think I was blessed all around with a group that was really committed to this play and saw the beauty of what Barton was doing and were able to portray their characters with an incredible integrity and yet also embrace the comedy in them, which I think is a real challenge. I think they were unafraid of giving the audience permission to laugh at them. I mean, each of these people, it would be easy to reduce them to caricatures because we know these types, we recognize them immediately. The geeky kid and the stoner and they're types that we're very familiar with. And I think this cast did a remarkable job of both embracing that and again inviting the audience to laugh at them, and yet finding a real integrity and the truth underneath that, and that's what I think makes their work so successful.
Okay, if you had to describe this play in one word, what do you think it would be? Why?
One word?
Just one word.
Fun. I mean, it's what you got: video games, you got terrorists, you got a schizophrenic mom, you got what else? And it's Southern hicks. It's like it's a recipe for a good time. Okay.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the performance?
No. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to see video games and gamers on stage that doesn't come around very often. So I hope that I think it's a play that will appeal to both gamers and their loving friends and family alike. So come one, come all.